Hello, Alex.
Hey, Dr. Sherman.
How are
Thanks
you?
for everything you do.
Oh, you bet.
Could you share maybe some insight into your experience with lumbrokinase?
Oh, okay. Well, lumbrokinase is an enzyme, and I put it in the category of enzymes similar to natokinase that are helpful for cardiovascular disease and prevention of heart attack, stroke, that kind of thing. So it's one of the things we reach for, either the natokinase or the lumbrokinase. The lumbrokinase tends to be a little more potent. So and I've read in the past research saying that lumbrokinase can be a little too aggressive in eating away at plaque and clotting factors in the bloodstream. So I tend to go more with the natokinase. But both these products are designed to just gradually eat away at atherosclerotic plaquing within the blood vessels.
Okay. Have you... Are you familiar that the natokinase is doesn't have a feedback loop because it's disconnected from the whole complex of the natto? So that because it's isolated like a drug, it basically has no idea when to stop lysing, and could a lot has a higher risk of causing bleeding with people than other enzymes. Systemic enzymes.
Well, I don't, unless you've read research about that, I really haven't seen any concern with that. I mean, most enzymes, whatever enzymes a person takes, will have a certain half-life of activity. So it's not like a continuation forever on its use. It doesn't build up in the body, in other words. So
you got to take them every few hours and things
right.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lumbrokinase, I believe, has a longer, a much longer activity. So you take less of it, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think that would be the safe way to go. But
so you
guys
don't reach for the lumbro first. That's interesting.
I tend not to. I couldn't give you the exact research on that, but sometimes it can be a little too aggressive, and natokinase seems to be...
Have you seen that in your personal experience, or is that just
I have not.
Knowledge?
That's okay. Theoretical knowledge, yeah. Yeah, but
right.
Remember, and for our other listeners, we typically will use a combination of natokinase with fish oil to help keep the blood stream moving and liquid and keeping platelets from sticking together, causing clotting formation. So
do you mind to mention a list of a couple of priority, well, I guess the best test to monitor the platelets and the slippery, you know, the viscosity and all that stuff?
Sure. There's I like to look at the blood hematocrit, it's called, which is the percentage of red blood cells within the liquid part of the blood. Normally, we'd like to keep that under 50%. So, and of course, some men, especially who are on testosterone therapy, they can build up their red blood cells to a point where they either have to donate blood or cut back on the testosterone somewhat to limit that buildup. But that occurs in maybe a third of men who are using topical testosterone. It's a lot more prevalent in men who are injecting testosterone. So that seems to be the key there. But the other thing I look at is, yes, blood viscosity. We offer that at Meridian Valley Laboratory next door to our clinic, and And that's a very good way of monitoring, you know, what's contributing to the blood viscosity and ways to, you know, limit buildup and keep that under control. So those are the main ways I do that.
Mm-hmm. Have you done just specific only with the systemic enzymes before and after to see how the viscosity and the platelets are, you know, just for personal experience and, mm-hmm. and use without the fish oil combination?
Oh, without the fish oil? Great question. I've never isolated it like that. And, you know, to tell you the truth, probably the natokinase alone would not reduce the viscosity. It would definitely keep the platelets from sticking, and the platelets are, you know, the total platelet volume and count are something we monitor too to make sure those aren't too high. So, you know, this is all in mind of, you know, thinking the patient may need to donate blood every so often to keep it under control. So, but yeah, nanokinase seems to be pretty effective.
My preference actually is serrapeptase. But in your experience, any thoughts on that?
I would compare. I would say they're comparable, the natto and the serrapeptase. And again, these are very effective enzymes in helping to clean up the blood, basically.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Dr. Sherman.
You bet, Alex. Thanks for your call.